We have an email from Jorge, I'm assuming, who's a big fan of the show, says, the other day I was thinking slash lamenting, as I often do, about the unfortunate reality of how, quotes, average people still view Android. Almost everybody formed their opinion about Android back when it was a nascent platform and the hardware was, let's face it, beep. As a result, to most people, Android is no more than the, quote, poor man's iOS, even though we know much better than that. So don't you think it's time for Google to just abandon the Android name before it gets too late? It's pretty unsalvageable at this point, in my opinion. The damage is done. I think the answer is easy. Roll Chrome OS into Android, something that seems to kind of be happening. That's my words. As they say they are doing anyway, and then rename the new system something like Google OS. Fully compatible with Android, of course, because it's a new name. It's just a new name. This would go a long way to erasing the stigma that is forever going to be stuck to Android. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's an oversimplification of the scenario, but it's an interesting topic of discussion. What do you guys think?
I think
Go ahead, Flo.
No, go ahead, please.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I wonder how much people think about the Android brand at all, right? Because a lot of the time you see it getting subsumed by these larger OEM brands like Galaxy and then like the LG G stuff. I wonder, like, when people buy Android phones, do they go in looking for Android phones? Do they go in looking for Samsung phones? Like, I don't know that there's like a clear, like, relationship in people's minds between like old Android and then like a Samsung phone that you go out and buy now.
I agree with Andrew. I know just from like talking to random people throughout life, they refer to their phones as Galaxies and Droids, and they know the Droid branding from Verizon because that's what they were called before. Yeah, that's what they were called before when they first came, the first smartphones came to Verizon. They were called Droids, and now you have the Motorola Droid. So it's continued on. I don't think that Android is really considered the poor man's iOS anymore as it used to be. I think maybe in 2010, 2011, that was kind of the narrative just because iOS was new and it was first. But I think that the platform has differentiated itself enough from iOS.
Right. Yeah. And then you've
people
also
who
seen,
use it are, you know, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah. No, you've also seen Google putting effort into promoting the Android brand specifically in the last couple of years. I mean, they advertise Nexuses more now with the 5X and the 6P than I think they ever have before. And then also they had that addition to the OEM rules where you had to add like powered by Android to your boot screen. Like it was a mandatory thing.
Yeah.
So I think they're actually working on building the Android brand and like making it stronger rather than like throwing that away. And plus they already have like a cute mascot that they can fall back on.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I don't change it to Google iOS because they won't have the cute little robots. Like in the Nexus commercials you're talking about that are on Hulu.
Constantly, all the time.
Yeah, I know.
See them like four times in a half-hour TV show.
See the little guy like come in and go. Little Android guy, he's just waving at you. He's like, "Come use me. Come be a part of this."
Instead, their mascot could be colorful letters. You know, it could be
boring.
I know, right? Oh God, shoot me. Yeah, sorry. I don't think rebranding to a Google OS would necessarily change a whole lot either. Like. Yeah, I mean, but Google does have a history of rebranding some of their properties. Android Marketplace, you know, changed to Play Store. And I suppose we've gotten used to that, although I still don't really care for the name Play Store. But, you know, and that was in an effort to kind of take something that was so closely kind of directed at Android as a platform and kind of take it a step back and say, actually, this is, you know, for much more than just Android devices, you know, you can use this for other things. And I guess that's worked. I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary. I completely agree with you guys. It seems like Android has really done a lot of things in the past couple of years to kind of redefine that. And sure, there's people that are going to stick to the historical view. But by and large, people that aren't on a smartphone yet, they, you know, I think a lot of them, sure, walk into the store and say, I want iOS because they're so, you know, because they have friends that have it. But I think a lot of people also just walk into a store and say, I want to get a smartphone. What kind of smartphones do you have? And they're shown iOS and they're shown Android, or rather Samsung, because to many people, Samsung is Android, you know? So
I was going to say Samsung has really upped their marketing prowess with their phones. Like Jessica Jones on Netflix, because it's a Marvel franchise now, and Samsung has sort of like the collaboration with Marvel. Like most Marvel characters are using Samsung phones, which is like, that's like crazy, right? I mean, the Avengers are using Samsung phones.
Yeah, so, because Samsung phones do a lot of really interesting kind of interconnected things between devices, and they want to have that connectivity between each other, right? So I guess iOS does that too. So, never mind.
I just thought it's because they're, you know, bigger. They were bigger for, I don't know. Actually, that is a good point. Why would Marvel superheroes use Samsung devices over Apple ones?
Because marketing.
Yeah, well, because that, money. Maybe Iron Man just likes the S Pen. He likes to be able to like do little drawings and send them to Captain
Iron
America.
Man likes the S Pen. No, I think Iron Man's running like some like other operating system that he just made himself. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I do like in this world where this dude like uses a full bodysuit with a like sentient AI that talks to him. Like he's walking around using a Samsung phone. Like, what are you doing, dude?
I mean, at that point, I think you're right, Flo. At that point, he's obviously so wicked smart, he wouldn't be using anyone's phone. He'd make up his own phone.
That's true.
He'd have his own platform. That's He'd have true. Like, yeah.
Jarvis OS.
Yes. Jarvos. 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 There we go.